With each story, there is something to think about with your little one, something to do together, and something your child can pray if they would like to. Our longing is that children will love listening to the stories and discover through them the rescuer. We hope that you and your little one love dipping into these stories together. From Kelly Jade and Sarah. In the very beginning, from Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
In the very beginning, before anything hopped or squeaked on the earth, there was God. God looked at the emptiness all around and smiled. I know. It's time to make something wonderful. Ready, steady, go. Day 1. First, God spoke into the deep, deep dark and said, "Light." Suddenly, with a flash and a spark, brilliant white blazed out bright. God laughed and said, "It's a really good sight. I'll call the light day and the darkness night." Day 2. God breathed in deep, closed his eyes, and then breathed out a little word. Sky. And there, in 1,000 brush strokes of blue, the heavens were painted wide and high. Day 3. God spoke with a low rumble in his voice, and rich brown soil tumbled into the land. With a splash of blue and a splish of green, salty sea crashed over the sand. Next, God had a think and began to plant greens, yellows, reds and pink. Flowers and trees sprung up from the ground like a sweet-smelling garden with fruit all around. Day 4. Now it was time for something fun, something called moon and something called sun. God threw lights into space and time, leaving stars to sparkle and twinkle and shine. Day 5. God looked at the earth and loved what he saw, but he still wanted to make some more. So, with a squawk and a flap and a swish and a splish, the earth was filled with birds and fish. Day 6. With a fluff of fur and a pad of paw, with spots and stripes and patterns galore, with scuttle and stomp, boing, bounce and crawl, God made the animals big and small. Lastly, God took a handful of dust, saying, "Let's make friends just like us." He breathed his breath in the people made of clay, and they started to dance and laugh and play. He gave them his garden so they could have fun, and God's story with us had just begun. And on the 7th day, God had a rest.
Have a think. God is the great artist. He made an amazing world for us to share and look after. He made us so that we could enjoy being friends with him. Have a go. Can you paint a picture of our beautiful world? What kind of plants and animals will you have in your painting? Have a pray. Dear God, thank you that you made everything and you made me. You really are the greatest artist. Amen. A Big Bite, from Genesis, chapters 2 and 3.
God made a man called Adam and a woman called Eve. God loved them and they were his friends. God gave them everything in his garden, except one thing. He said, "My friends, don't eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Trust me, if you eat it, you will die. Everything else is yours to try." Adam and Eve lived happily in the garden, close to God and close to each other. But then God's enemy, called the devil, came to ruin this perfect world. He took on the shape of a snake and slithered up to Eve, smirking. "Did God really say?"